No, I can say no to that, right? Don't matter. Listen, that what you call context. As to the context. Now, there's a thousand ways of doing something. I remember when the prime minister came out and said, even in the last shutdown, don't matter what you do in Barbados, people are twisting it around to suit themselves and giving excuses. That's all that's
happening. People still have to be heard, Statsman. But whether you agree with their opinion or not, they still need to be heard. Why are you coming down on me on the grounds that I am allowing people to speak and you don't call it censorship? I let you speak. You have been allowed to speak on this call-in program, attack everybody that you want to attack over the years.
I don't attack people.
Attack whoever you want to attack, whatever institution, whatever you want to say. But today, we must now adopt a different posture to other people because you say so.
Because I say so. I'm saying to you, look. Like your first WhatsApp, they're criticizing what the government doing. Now, how can you have a government is responsible for the safety, the security, and every, even like you talk about Mr. Corey Ford tonight. I mean, how far can you get? I mean, that's an impassionate plea that he made to the people in Barbados, and they are not still observing the port because they cannot blame a government for it. The people in Barbados, you asked her correctly why you don't want to get blamed for anything. That's the problem in Barbados. We're in denial. We're burying our head in the sand. And we feel like the government can't tell us anything.
Fine. But I have no difficulty with this line of response from you. I have a difficulty with a position that says, whether it comes from you or anybody else in this community, no matter who they are, high or low, I do not share the view that opinions like that one need to be censored, need to be stopped.
No, I'm not saying
that. Not agreeing with you on that.
I never said it. I'm not saying it's a censor.
There are people in this country who are for the vaccine. There are people who are against it.
I'm not talking
what
about
is our that. Role here? We are supposed to sit down and stop people from one side or the other from expressing their view. Kind of operation is that?
The citizens of Barbados must acknowledge their own and acknowledge the deal with their own responsibility. It's on each, every one of us. But they're not. Look at COVID monitoring unit. He got to go and no put people in court. He got on his face. People keeping parties. The people in Barbados got said, it's about all down to me. Look, it's about me. Mr. Forbes said, Statsman, it's not the Prime Minister.
Statsman, there are countries where people have gone out and protested against lockdowns. That hasn't happened in Barbados. But there are people who are so fed up with lockdowns that they have done that. In all of this, bear this in mind.
We
have differences of opinion from different quarters.
You're missing my point.
And you got to live with it.
You're missing my point. My point is not much different. Everybody in the world got a different, they got their own intelligence, their opinion. The authorities give you clear-cut instructions. Look, they can't find out the 1, 2, 3. Don't wear your mask properly. Sanitize your hand and social distance. 3 simple ABC instructions. They want to query doctors. They want to query vaccine. The little high-tech thing that they don't even understand. Why don't the people in Barbados, the indisciplined ones, I'm not talking about disciplined people, the implicit ones, apply some discipline to themselves? We would not be in this position.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your view. We got to move on. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Mr. Ellis, good afternoon to you.
Hi.
First thing, I want to compliment the station for the what I consider to be the service jingles and commercials that you're putting out now in relation to the COVID virus. And I'm very pleased to think that the station is given enough time, even though your last call seemed not to understand exactly what is going on. So So I want to compliment you and the station for finding time to put out service ads out there for the benefit of the populace of Barbados. Mr. Ellis, I believe this is a situation that most Barbadians seem to be playing hard ears. And since they're playing hard ears, as of January or February last year, there were all types of protocols that were put out there to safeguard Barbadians from any serious event of this virus. And I put a point up to two, three months ago. When I read or I hear service ads telling us that we are supposed to wash our hands, we are supposed to sanitize them, I mean, after all of these months that we have been putting out of there, then I kind of like wonder if Barbadians can really hear. Now, I watched Sunday's paper, and the photograph of the beach does not justify people talking about lockdown the beach. Because if you're familiar with that beach, you will know that that beach went from the Aquatic Club all the way down to what they would consider to be Fort Willoughby. Which means that all along there are several places that are forbidden. But this photograph in Sunday's paper is centered outside of the Esplanade on the upper part of Bong's Beach. Now, I don't see how you could at least blame when the people have not been. Now, you've got lifeguards. You cannot open the beach or should not open the beach or left lifeguards at station and they come out to work at 8:30. What will be necessary for a movement of lifeguards or island constables on the beach, moving people from such groups and spreading them out all along the beach? But to tell me that you've seen a photograph taken with a police vehicle going up the beach and a crowd of people are gathering just outside of the Esplanade building, and you don't seem to relate to that whole stretch of beach and Brandon. So I think there's a need for policing if you're going to open the beach to the point, and you've got people who can man the beach, you've got island constables, you've got lifeguards, and the beach should not be open for bathing unless the lifeguards are on duty. So I am of the opinion that if things are done wrong, then when you see it, obviously you've got to carry on the wrong part of it. So my suggestion is that the NCC be responsible for the operation of the beaches. And that is that they've got the manpower, and they've got both manpower in terms of rangers and island constables, who could at least work the beach and spread out people. There's no need to have 100 people assembled outside the Esplanade, running through and far all down that stretch of beach. It's an open area. So that's what I've seen, and I hope that it'll be looked at. But this idea of calling to shut down because lots of people crowd the beach is just out of a photograph that they've seen. My other concern with this situation, Mr. Harris, is that somewhere along the line, there's a percentage of Barbadians who, it's a situation that they consider, well, look, this is Barbados, and whatever happens, happens, and it is not going to happen here. Now, you take the situation of the mask. Nobody have decided yet if the material for the mask is the right material, and it hampers people from wearing the mask. And nobody has come up with a suggestion that the material, all materials to be used, should be a particular type of material that would enhance the wearing of the mask. So everybody is of the opinion that people are not wearing a mask. But I think there's got to be a study to somewhere along the line that the right type of mask be put in place, and that these people who wear this mask and pull the mask down under the chin, or the people who wear the mask and push it up somewhere along the line, that mask has got to be uncomfortable because they know the value of the mask. They know what it entails. So I think there is a need right now for a mask study to be done. Materials, and we've got people in Barbados who can manufacture masks in no time. They can manufacture masks in no time, and whether you sell them or whether you give them out for the benefit of a transforming of the mask situation, Barbados. But too many people are wearing the mask the wrong way. What's the reason? Is it that they're doing it on purpose, or is it that they're not comfortable with the mask that they've got on? I would suggest that our study should also be done, and if that is the case, that Zoom, you give the right to have a new series of masks Before you talk about putting on 23 masks now, you got to talk with the masks that the force on us that we have been using for a period of time, are these the right masks? So these are things that I've looked at, Mr. Harrison. I believe, yes, that, you know, you take the supermarkets to what the lady said. You can't close the supermarkets and don't expect that when you open the supermarkets that there's going to be a line of people going into the supermarkets. There's a norm. There's barbarians there. And barbarians now shop in supermarkets because of the intake of the money they get. But you have people who complain about the long lines of supermarkets. The long lines of supermarkets could also be maintained. They've got security guards. They've got a situation where that everything, the government got to be supportive of these protocols, not just one way of taking in. So I'm saying that with these supermarkets that have long lines around the building, that somewhere along the line there should be an awareness made where X amount of people form social distancing, and that social distancing give the amount of people that will snap into the supermarket, snap in and snap out. But everybody is expecting everybody to do everything when nobody is doing what they're supposed to do. So there are about three or four things I've observed that can be put in place. And if these things are put in place, then people would understand openly that, well, look, we were doing it wrong all the time. And since we can do it right, then obvious then that then you get a way situation. I don't know. Let me hear you.
Really? As far as I'm concerned, the main issue is what is the natural behavior of people in certain circumstances. If you impose restrictions, then people are going to react based upon their view of where they are, what they need, what their circumstances happen to be. Therefore, the policy option that is exercised will have to bear that in mind. If it means that we're going to have more people herded together against their best interests, then the natural thing to do is to put police or other measures in place to have them spaced out. If that doesn't work, then you have to look for another system, another approach, because it is not enough to just blame the people. You have to come back to the herd instinct and stuff like that. I think that's where we are. The government sets the pace. The government sets, it goes to Parliament, it issues the directives. It determines where we are going to go and what we are going to do. Most people tend to conform to what the government says. The vast majority of the people do. And, you know, there are some people who will go and do their own thing, but they're not in the majority by any stretch of the imagination. So let's recognize that and hope that those who are making the decisions will perhaps see what the trend is and then make adjustments to suit. This particular situation does not allow us too much time. We don't have a lot of latitude with this anymore. Because the last thing I had heard was that for every person who contracts this UK variant, it is passed on to four. That's the last thing I heard. I don't know, and you know, it's quite dynamic. That could change. But that is also influenced by the circumstances. If you are in your home, you know, that's one thing. If you are at a crowded beach, it could be another. If you're in a closed room with other people, like the partying and stuff that's going on, where people feel, you know, that it's not going to touch them, then that's a completely different issue as well. We're going to cross over as soon as we can get word from the government to this news conference, which is supposed to come at noon with the Prime Minister and other senior officials of the Ministry of Health, including the Minister of Health himself. This is Down to Brass Tacks on Voice of Barbados.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm well, and you?
I'm okay. I think the stats man should stick to stats, okay? I wonder if the COVID team or the Minister of Health or even Parliament, when they decide to put these measures in place, they ever consult the opinion or information from the psychologist or the social psychologist of the impact, whether negative or positive, on the decisions or the implementations that they're going to implement to the Barbadian citizens. And try to anticipate their reaction so that they can have a strategic plan going forward to counteract some of these unexpected things. That's two. Three, it annoys me and it frustrates me to know people like me who are staying at home, following the protocols, only leaving home if you have to, and we still are subjected to a few people putting us in this situation. Now, everybody have their own right, if they want to take the vaccine or not, or whatever, but people like me that ain't prepared to leave home because I'm a diabetic, I got hypertension, I ain't leaving home unless I have to leave home. And if I do, I walk with my sanitizer and my mask and I keep my distance. Only time I will leave once if I go to the doctor, sometimes I will call and reschedule that appointment. If I got to go to the supermarket, if I can, and once upon a time it was available to you, you can order and get delivered. That seems to be diminishing now. So, one member of the family decided to go in the supermarket and shop for everybody. When you come back home, you strip at the door, put the clothes in the basket, spray your shoes and everything, and you hit the bath, sanitize. We are doing what we are supposed to do. At the end of the day, then we hear press conference, we lock down for the next 2 weeks. It is frustrating. What is it done for then? I understand it's done for me, it's done for other people, but it is frustrating. This is not normal living. I appreciate that, but it is what it is. Majority of the Barbadians are out there doing, I believe, doing what is necessary. Why not compliment? They don't let me only look at the people that ain't doing. Look at the people that are doing too. Because some of them need motivating, because after all this negativity, they might ask themselves, where am I in the saints?
It was previously described as such. Now I'm seeing here that it is an address to the nation, so we are crossing over. Okay, thank you very much. And that's part of what we heard from the Prime Minister. As she outlined the position at her news conference, which is still in progress, but we've taken the decision that we're gonna have to break from that news conference. Anything else that comes to us that is major, well then we will bring it to you otherwise. What have we heard so far? Basically, the most important message here is that the pause or lockdown is extended to February 28th. Minimarts and supermarkets will open Monday to Friday, but they won't be open on Saturdays and Sundays. I think an underlying message coming through from the Prime Minister in all of this is that we are not going to be able to beat COVID-19 by trying to be clever and trying to trick it. And therefore, all these measures that the people are implementing to try to evade the protocols and the directives, those measures are going to be taken very seriously by government. Of course, if you're going to extend this lockdown or pause until the end of the month, then what happens to the pressure on people? She says that she is instructing Minister Strawn to meet with the financial sector, in particular the banks and the non-banking institutions, to address retail and commercial loans. So that people can be kept solvent, and that the utility companies too are being asked to make arrangements to accommodate people who are facing difficulties for 3 or 4 months. So to me, those are the most significant takeaways coming out of what the Prime Minister has had to say. This is down to brass tacks. Welcome to the program. We may very well have to deal with the news at some point, but your initial reaction to what you've heard from the Prime Minister, that's important because, you know, all of this is being done with the whole objective of communicating with you, the Barbadian people, and trying to get your sense of, you know, what is happening here. One of the other points made by the Prime Minister is that they're going to be making all these efforts to try to get different types of vaccines into the country that up to, I suppose, up to today, they would have vaccinated 2,863 people. You should also note that the timing for the boost is now 10 weeks as opposed to 4 weeks, which some people got when they actually went to the centers to get the vaccination. And while she hasn't said it, my information is that it is considered better. The vaccine is more effective if taken at the 10-week interval rather than the 4-week interval which had been proposed. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
I am calling in reference to something that I'm going through right now.
What's
I had a PCR test done on the 3rd of February. I had a rapid then done on the 10th of February. The rapid came back negative. The nurse from the polyclinic called me the Tuesday afternoon and tell me she wants me to go and get this rapid test the same afternoon. However, I didn't get to go because when she told me they were soon shut, so go the Wednesday morning. I went, I had the test. The test came back negative. However, I went then to, I was home then, I went back home and everything. And about 2:30 or so, I got a call from a nurse and told me, asked me if I had a test done recently. I told her yes. Okay, she asked me what was the result. I said negative. I had a rapid earlier and it was negative. She said it was negative. I said yes. She said then, well, your test came back positive, meaning the PCR. I started to cry, but obviously it put me in an emotional state. However, she told me she's going to give me some time and she's going to call back, which she did. She called back and told me everything's going to be okay. I will be going to Harrison's Point, and it's nothing to worry about. Okay? I was taken to Harrison's Point. The bus collected me about minutes to 12 o'clock that night on the 10th. I reached Harrison Point at minutes to 1.